Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 229.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 229. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support. And thank you, as always, for being here. We have a new specialty course coming out on June 29th, 2021. I know the podcasts live on the internet forever, and a lot of people that are listening back to all our course releases, if you listen back to the first Jazz Piano School podcast all the way through, you can kind of hear the timeline of all the releases we've ever had, because usually I talk about them in the podcast. But needless to say, we have a new specialty course coming out called How to Easily Play Stride and Ragtime Piano Like a Pro. And this is going to be an amazing, amazing course. And it's coming out on June 29th at 6 a.m. Eastern. And it will be released, available for purchase. And Jazz Piano School Elite members will get free access to this, obviously. If you're a monthly member, you can purchase add-on for this at a discounted price. And even if you're not a member and you're interested in purchasing this course, you can do that as well at a discounted price. So it's for everybody. It's for all levels. And it's going to tackle a lot of the methods, strategies for playing easy stride and ragtime piano and give you a path. It's going to give you a structure, an organized plan to follow to actually start making significant amounts of improvement in stride and ragtime piano. And a lot of us kind of just write it off like, I can't do that. I did this for so many years. My left hand, like bouncing back and forth in a flurry of motion, right? When you listen to Art Tatum or James B. Johnson, any of these great ragtime players, stride players, right? You're like, it sounds like four people playing. But there are easy ways, there are easy strategies to help us, myself included, as I was starting, to make this happen. Now, I didn't have the resources and the structure of courses when I was first starting out, right? I kind of had to figure it out on my own, but I went through a lot of kind of trials, problem solving, and kind of painful moments, right, to figure out what the best thing was to do. That took me a long time, right, 10 to 15 years. And now, kind of I've put together this course with Sterling Koza, one of our amazing jazz piano educators, on this so that you don't have to go through that stuff. You don't have to guess, right? You don't have to kind of just wander around and piece together the little bite-sized information puzzle pieces to try and figure out how to play stride, right? This is going to be a step-by-step, structured, organized plan, like a treasure map to get you what you want. Stride piano is in everything. And I made this analogy in this particular podcast that you're about to listen to, and I talk about this a lot, but it's in everything. It's in solo piano. It's in group playing. It's in ballads. It's in medium swing, fast swing, slow swing, blues, standards. Like, it's in so many different things. And you'll notice, this is why I love this live stream I did, because I show you different styles that you can use with stride, different ways you can use it. And I'm going to get more into this in the next podcast coming up next week. But it's so valuable to have these pieces of information in your repertoire, right? In your tool bag, to have these tools in your tool bag, because they really apply to so many different things. And the exercises that I teach about going from the bass note to shells, fifth to shells, or just bass note to shells, your left hand march pattern, all these different things improve and actually work on a lot of theory, a lot of note recognition, chord recognition, harmony recognition, without you even having to think about it. Just playing the exercises does this for your brain so that when you go to play tunes, you're putting out, your output is just so much more than you could ever imagine, right? And it sinks in. When you're going to play two-handed voicings, when you're going to improvise, these small, simple exercises from stride actually help all of that. And that's why this course is so amazing, and just these components, these methods and strategies are so important for all of us to learn, all of us to practice. So this is a fantastic podcast episode coming up. Again, this course is going to be released on June 29th, Tuesday, at 6 a.m. Eastern. And the way we release our courses is that we send an email out with a link to the course overview page, you know, the details, everything like that. You'll see a video of me talking, explaining the course, the price, the details, so on and so forth. And that's it. There's a buy button. You can choose to buy it or not. It's completely up to you. So that's how it works. If you want to get the link, though, if you want to get access to that, you have to have some way of getting our emails, right? Because that's how we give out these discounts, these informations, these course releases, obviously all the free content that you hear, a podcast, Liquid Week, all that good stuff, all the free education we give out. You can go to jazzpianoschool.com/live podcast. Actually, it's a really easy way to get on our mailing list, and you'll get all the links to our live podcast. But again, that link will also put you on the list to get our information about this new release as well, and all the releases we have coming up in the future. Okay, jazzpianoschool.com/live podcast. And that's what this podcast is here too. So if you want to join the live audience, I send out the links for these live podcasts, and you can join the live audience, and I go live and I teach, and you can ask questions at the end, and only people who join the live audience get to ask questions, right? They're live there with me, and I teach and I answer questions. So it's really, really awesome, right? It's like kind of, it's like free lessons, honestly. If I had this, I'd be on there every single time. I mean, you can ask questions about anything. And, usually I like to take questions that pertain to the subject I'm teaching, but obviously if you have other questions too, I'll gladly answer those as well. All right. So without further ado, here is easy basic strategies to get you started with Stride Piano. It's going to help you build a foundation, and it's going to help you lead into other more advanced, intermediate, and advanced strategies of Stride. Here we go. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, episode number 229. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. In this particular episode, I'm going to be teaching you the basics of Stride to build a foundation. Now, these are going to be really, really simple but beautiful, beautiful Stride strategies and methods that you can use to integrate Stride into your playing today. Today. They're very, very simple. They're easily able to implement into your playing. We have a new Stride course coming out called How to Easily Play Stride in Ragtime Like a Pro. How to Easily Play Stride in Ragtime Like a Pro. That's going to be coming out June 29th. If you're interested in hearing more information about that, learning more about the course, and possibly purchasing it, go to jazzpianoschool.com/live podcast, which is what I'm doing right now. And you can get on our email list and hear more information about that course. So, with that being said, I'm going to switch over and start teaching you the easy basics of Stride to build foundation. Here we go. So the very first technique I'm going to teach you is something called pulsing, And Errol Gardner used to do this. I'm going to talk to you about his method. I'm going to take a tune called It's Only a Paper Moon, because this is a really nice tune to play Stride with. Now, the pulsing method I'm going to show you can be done in a couple different ways. So we're going to start with the easiest thing you can do, and that's going to be with 1 and 7, all right? So if I pulse 1 and 7 of my chord, G major 7 here, that's going to be the very first chord in the tune. And what I'm going to do through the tune is simply pulse 1 and 7 and play the melody. That's it. So I'm going to take my chord, G, B, D, F sharp. Had a dyslexic moment there. And I'm going to remove the third and the fifth, and I'm just going to pulse 1 and 7. Now, there's a lot of two chord measures in this particular tune, so I'm going to have to switch my chord. So the second chord is E7. I'm going to go to 1 and 7 of my E7 chord, and again, I'm going to remove the third. Now, in a couple seconds, I'm going to show you variations of this, but this is the one we're going to start with, okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. That was just the first 8 bars, but again, you can see that even just that simple pulsing pattern can create a really, really nice effect, okay? And again, I like to demonstrate over a blues as well, because that's another simple form you can start to integrate these particular strategies into, because a lot of us know our blues already, right? So if I take a F blues, for example. Thank you. Very, very easy. Very, very simple to do. It's something that probably 90% of us can start doing today, right? Just simply pulsing quarter notes in our left hand, 1 and 7. Now, obviously, you'll notice that I'm not including the third. So when I start to include the third into my pulsing, it's going to start to really thicken the sound up, because the third and the seven are our shells of the chord, right? So if I play a G major seven and I'm going to start to add the third now, I'm not going to add the fifth yet because it's going to be a little too thick right now. But let me watch how it changes the sound of It's Only a Paper Moon. Okay, so I'm going to play 1, 3, and 7 now with the melody. See how you can start to hear more of it? So already, just by adding the third, that's just another progression. You can start to really thicken up the sound. Okay, same with the blues. Now you'll notice a lot of what was happening there, and it started to sound better, is because I started to add some reharms in. I started to add some movements in, right? With some, instead of going to F7, right, just to my B-flat 7, 1 to 4, I went F7, B7, which is a reharm technique I teach in jazz piano school, going to B-flat 7. Now, a lot of different textures and variations can start to increase and progress the sound of the strategy I'm teaching you. So it's not always about the strategy, right? This is just a tool. But once you start to incorporate other musical things into this tool, it immediately and instantly starts to sound better, right? If I start to use dynamics, if I start to use reharms, if I start to use holds, different things like that, the way they approach it, okay? So just don't, try not to like take the tool and then be like, okay, that's cool, move on to the next one. Really extract as much as you can out of the tool, right? Even with just this simple tool, I can play so much. Maybe get quiet. Add textures, right? Now, a lot of the different textures I was talking about were kind of more along the lines of my right hand, but the left hand is about support, right? No matter how simple you're playing, as long as this stays consistent, you're going to be supporting your right hand, even if you're playing simple and it's swinging, right? Even if I play one or two notes. So that's going to be another variation. Now let's talk about the Errol Gardner variation, right? So what we can do is we can start to break up our root to our shells. Like right now, I'm comping all of the notes together. So what we can do is simply tap our pinky on the bass note and then only pulse the shells. Tap the bass note, only pulse the shells. Now I'm going to get into jumps like that in a second, but actually I shouldn't have gone there just yet. We want to keep our spread to simply a seventh, the interval of a seventh. That way we don't have to jump too much. So we would do this, tap, right? So essentially we're tapping and then directly pulsing our shelves. Some keys are going to be better for this than others, obviously, because depending upon where you are doing your tapping, right? So if I play in the key of C here, this might be a little bit better for the chords, because they're going to sound better in a different register, like a C blues. You hear how that just one little tap really kind of brings out the sound, gives it a little flair, it gives it a little bit more swing. Okay, so even with just that little tap, right, you're starting to get more momentum and you're starting to get a higher level of pro sound in your playing just with this little tap. So again, it's going to be on the and then going to the one. And one, two, three, four. And one, two, three, four. And one, two, three, four. So the bass note actually comes on the and. The and. And this is more of a left-hand march pattern, which you're going to find in our new Stride course being released on June 29th. And this is going to be taught first because it is the simplest, right? This is the simplest progression. Now, let's talk about moving more into a more robust stride sound, which requires jumping, right? This is going to be for beginners. Now, as we start to jump, the first progression is simply going to be back and forth between our bass note and our shells. So the beauty of this is that the progressions, no matter where you're at and you're playing, will start to slowly progress. Right, so if you start and you follow the structure of the path of the course, you know, no matter what level you're at, you're going to get better at stride. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, right? You're almost insured to get better if you follow the path. So now, since we've been practicing the pulse pattern and the shells and the bass notes, now we're going back and forth. We're rocking back and forth. Now, for a tune, like It's Only a Paper Moon, because there's two chords per measure, I'm just going to simply rock back and forth on one chord, so... Now on this minor 7 flat 5, I have to get that flat 5 in there to make that sound. Otherwise, if I just play the 3 and the 7, you don't really get that beautiful flat 5 in there. That's why I'm going to add my 5 in on that particular chord. On major diatonic harmony, you don't really need that. But on that minor 7 flat 5, it's good to add that flat 5 in there. Oh, let me see. Where was I? Right, so very, very simple of stride. And again, if you take that up a little bit. Sorry. It can already start to produce a stride sound. And again, for beginners, even intermediate players, this is going to be a great sound to use. But obviously, let's go a step further. Let's get into some more intermediate level playing strategies now, okay? So what we can start to do now is gap our method. Gap our method. What do I mean by that? Instead of jumping from root to shells within one octave, we're going to start to put our shells on top. Okay, we're going to start to put our shells on top. Now, all this entails is taking a chord like a G7 or C7 in the blues, flip-flopping the shells, keep the 7 on in your left hand, but now you're going to move the 3rd to the top. So instead of this, you're going to have this. Right? This is going to create a longer stride sound, just like this. And the way I'm doing this is with my index finger and my thumb, right? So I'm just kind of swiveling my left hand back and forth. This is going to be the next progression in playing stride because it's going to be the easiest to do. You don't want to try and move your hand too much. You want to try and keep it close to the piano, right? The more movement you have, the less accuracy you're going to get. You want to keep your fingers very close to the piano as you're moving back and forth, almost like you're feeling the notes out before you even play them. Okay, this is how stride players play really fast and very accurately. Now, as we start to get into bigger chords, right, back and forth, that's going to be the hardest, but we're not there yet. So let me take It's Only a Paper Moon. I'm going to use this method now. Again, bass note to shells still. We're still playing the shells, but they're spread out. They're gapped now, meaning I'm going over the octave and I'm going into tenths, right? With a seven here and the third on top. Now again, here, right? I have to add in this flat five here to get the full sound of that A minor 7 flat five. Right? So to here. And again, depending upon the register, so in this particular, I just want to stop here. In this particular point, because my shells would overlap here, right? You want to be careful of that with the melody. So I should probably move down here to play that particular stride area of the tune, right? Now, if you see a six chord, like in it's only a paper moon, sometimes you have a six, right? Now, in the notation, it's saying E minor over G, but this is actually a G6 chord, right? So I have my six here, and then I have my third on top. So the difference, G major seven here, G6. So that's how you'd kind of switch that back and forth. Now, for a blues, right, it'd be the same thing. Oops, sorry. Just getting ahead of myself. Again, my left hand is going bass note, shells, bass note, shells, all right? Here's the next progression. Okay, and don't worry, I'm going to recap all the progressions I've taught you at the end of the podcast. The next progression is going to be bass note, shells, five to shells. Okay, so now we're starting to add the fifth in. You see the progression that's moving forward through everything that I've just taught you? Bass note, shells, five, shells. So I'm playing bass note, shells, fifth, shells, bass note, shells, fifth, shells. Now, on that turnaround, the only reason I didn't play the fifth is because there was two chords per measure. So I didn't have time to play the fifth there. So I went bass note, shells, right? One, six. Here's my D7. Two, five. I played a sus here instead of a regular dominant. So my four, I'm playing my four on top instead of my three. Here's my regular dominant. Here's my four. It's a nice to play a sus sound there sometimes to lead back to your one. Now again, I can play simple, or I can play more advanced with my right hand. Right? It doesn't matter where you're at in your level of playing at all. You know, but the strategies and of the stride methods that I'm teaching here, I still use these to this day for playing solo piano gigs, for playing even with rhythm section bass players, right? Because they work, they're simple, they're easy to implement and produce and execute, and they sound great, right? And especially if I'm playing fast stride, this is what I use, because playing fast stride, I mean, it takes years and years of practice. So I'm playing a fast stride of any tune, all using this strategy. Right? And like, now, some of what you saw there, I started to kind of even pull back even more because it was getting fast. I was just simply going 1-3. Like, even as it gets picks up and goes faster, I was actually removing my 7, just going 1-3. You know, because that's when it starts getting pretty chaotic and hectic, okay? The last progression is going to be root to chord, full chord, fifth to chord, root to chord. Now, this chord can be anything. You don't have to have the 13 on top. I was using a rootless voicing there. You can just play 7, 9. You can play any chord here. You could play a flat 9, right? It doesn't matter, right? Now, I'm not talking about my right hand a lot. We're going to get to a lot of the right hand stuff in the particular stride course that we're releasing. But again, this is mainly about your left hand, because once you have the foundation of your left hand going, your right hand can essentially play anything and it'll sound great with that left hand support. But here's the very last progression, bass note, chord, fifth chord. Now, your chord can just be any chord that's more than two notes, right? Because remember, we were playing shells before, so even if you add on just the 9 or you add on the fifth, that can, you know, serve as a chord. That's going to give you a thicker sound. So I was playing a flat 13 here. You can play altered, right? Whatever you want. Play sus here. And again, as things start to kind of progress, what I start to do is I pick and choose and I kind of create a balance of all of the techniques I've just taught you. Maybe I'll pulse for a while. I go into stride here. Maybe a little walking bass. Tried to hit my pedal and it was nowhere to be found. But anyway, that's essentially good. Let's recap the methods, okay? So number one, it's going to be 1-7 pulsing on any tune you want. Right? Honeysuckle Rose, All the Things You Are. Just pulsing 1-7. The next progression is going to be add the third, okay? Add your third into the pulse. Add your third into the pulse. The next progression is going to be the pulse, but with the bass note staggered on the and of four, right? The bass note staggered on the and of four. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 1, 2, and 1, 2, and 3. Right? I wasn't counting that right, but like you get the picture. It's going to be staggered, okay? The next progression is going to be jumping to shells, but with the gap. Okay, with the gap. So essentially, instead of doing this, we're doing this. We're jumping from F to the 7 and 3 now instead of 1 to 3 and 7. Okay. The next progression is going to be the shells going to the 5th. Now again, I didn't use the 5th there because there was 2 chords per measure. If there's 2 chords per measure, you can't use the 5th strategy because you don't have enough beats to go back to the 5th, right? Makes sense. And then finally, our last progression that I was going to show you was the root to full chord, to 5th to full chord. Now again, obviously you can play around and toy with these variations. You don't always have to use the 5th. So you could go root, full chord, root, full chord. You could even go, you don't have to use the 7. You can just bounce like I was saying before, and in fast stride, you can go 1-3, 1-3, and fast stride. Again, like that's getting very fast for advanced players, but that's going to be, and again, more quick stride can be this. I love using the slow stride shells. For like more of a dirty blues sound, right? And again, if I want to even make it more simple, like kind of more dirty, more gritty, I'll take away the 7. And again, it gives this kind of honky-tonky feel. Again, the simpler you play, the more of a like a old school kind of like gritty, swingy sound it's going to be. You know, and again, there's a lot of ragtime styles, but these strategies will help you build a really solid foundation no matter where you're at, because I still use them to this day. And I use them a lot through all my playing. Obviously, it can get more intense. It can get more you know, kind of dramatic with a lot of fills, runs, if you start to include pedal. I'm going to do another part 2 coming up next week or the week after, in which I'll go into more of a ballad style swing where we're including our pedal. And again, a faster swing with the pedal where you're kind of doing some more right hand textures. But for now, work on those easy strategies, right, to build your foundation. No matter how advanced you are, I still work on these to this day because it really helps your left hand dexterity, your technique, your accuracy, right, your eye to muscle or hand coordination. These are amazing, amazing exercises no matter what level you're at. And again, I still use these and practice them to this day to keep, you know, this up, this part of my playing up, because it's really, really helpful in solo piano playing, especially if that's what you're kind of striving to do. And even if you're playing gigs, you know, when you're having to read a bunch of different music lines and things like that, if you got a lot of bass note to chord stuff, it's all extremely helpful in improving your jazz piano playing. Okay, we got that new course coming June 29th at 6 a.m. Eastern. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/live podcast to get more information on that and get links to our live podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope you have a fantastic day. And as always, happy practicing.